Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Goldhawk. It's that hour of radio that you've been waiting for all day. I get it. You've been antsy. You need to hear my voice. And believe me, when I wake up in the morning, I need to hear it too. What does that tell you about me and what I think about me? Anyway, it's going to be a fun show. I have a super cool guest today. But before I get to him and introducing who he is, a couple of housekeeping things. Number one, you're going to have questions throughout the show. I dig it. I get it. Awesome. The best way to ask me your question is to text the word ASK, A-S-K, to 96270. And make sure you also pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine. Oh, yes. We have a print magazine. Super nifty, super awesome, super cool, not only because I write for it, but almost every other industry influencer does. So go to Barnes & Noble, pick it up. It's yours, and it's awesome. Got to read it every single month. That being said, today we are talking about market changes. What's going on in the real estate market? Why does it matter? How can we benefit from it as real estate investors? And what are some tips and tools that you can use? What are some big mistakes that investors are making? What advice does my guest have for real estate investors today? And what are some tools that he can't live without? What are some tools that I can't live without? And many of you know I can live without a sledgehammer. I'm 5'5", 120 pounds. So there's no way I'm going to pick up a sledgehammer. But there are certain technology tools that I can't live without. So it's going to be a fun conversation with my guest, Aaron Chapman, from Security National Mortgage Company. And let's welcome him to the show. Aaron, let's rock and roll, brother.
Hey, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, your background, and Security National Mortgage.
Oh, that's a big, big question because I have a very diverse background. Spent high school years on a cattle ranch, worked in the oil fields of Wyoming, mm-hmm. ran heavy equipment, drove truck, worked in the mines in New Mexico, and then somehow forced got my way into this business. And that has been coming up on 21 years ago. Security wow. National happened to be an organization that I was connected with, through a business partnership relationship back in, 2015. And since that partnership has dissolved, and that's a whole other life lesson, a whole other bunch of stories to be able to share for a different time, but it connected me with a great organization who understands real estate investor finance from the conventional perspective, and also is one that backs me up and is in my corner to be sure that when I'm getting knocked around, that they'll jump in there and be that those seconds that I got my water, I've got my towel, I can get back out there and go to war.
Mm-hmm. I think the real estate market and the real estate industry is something that's very interesting and sometimes a little scary for investors listening to this show. They think of real estate as more so an alternative investment asset class instead of something that shouldn't be considered an alternative. You know, we buy exchange traded funds, ETFs, we'll buy stocks, bonds, mutual funds, low load mutual funds, maybe index funds, depending on your risk level. Some will follow the S&P 500. Some will follow some tech company on the West Coast in Silicon Valley. What do you like about real estate?
Well, the thing I really, really appreciate about real estate is you can invest in all those things, and we have shown many times that there's great returns in that, but also can see returns completely vaporize as well. When you're talking about investing money into real estate and moving that capital from a liquid account to a non-liquid asset, at that point, you bought into something that's secure, it's real, it's tangible. Now, can real estate come to pieces? Yeah, sure can. Mm-hmm. But we've seen that there's some pretty big things that have happened in the past to force that to happen. And if it forced it to happen to real estate, what's happening to the rest of those other channels? Right. So those other channels have seen a lot more problems, at least from my recollection, than what real estate has seen over history. Plus, real estate is multifaceted. You can use it for different things, of course. But they're only making so much of it. So one, being able to invest into that and secure that position with a hard asset, to me, is a lot more secure in my mind. And then, of course, you know, moving money into real estate, a lot of people think of it as spending money and going into debt. My goal is to help them to understand that you're no longer, it's not spending money, not really going into debt when they're financing real estate. You're starting a business. There's a mindset behind it. It's not a consumption of sorts. You know, the U.S. economy is mainly propped up on consumption. I think the last statistic I heard was 72% of the U.S. economy is made up of the consumer spending money. Another more alarming statistic was 19%+, just short of 20% of the global economy was the U.S. consumer. And that was, I received that information at the beginning of this year, January, from somebody who used to work with the central bank. Now, that's a pretty alarming thought process that the consumers rule that much of our economy, both domestically and globally. So it helps us to understand the thought process going on between the ears of the individual going to buy investments. They're coming from that mindset. So the goal is to help them think differently in the sense that now you're starting a business. You're like the CEO of your real estate investment firm. You're going to take your capital and start up a business that is going to be a cash flowing business tied to an asset. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've ever been involved in business acquisition, you know that they're going to evaluate the value of that business based upon the sticks, the bricks, the furniture, the technology they have, computers. You can see all the copiers and everything else they've got, as well as intellectual property. But then they've got to figure out what is the value of the cash flow. So if the business is making money, you're going to pay a certain percentage of earnings, right? If you get into you mentioned the S&P 500 earlier. There was I had received some information on that earlier this year where there was a point where the S&P was valued at 32 times earnings. Well, if you apply that to a piece of real estate and you're applying it towards the earning potential of that real estate as a business, you wouldn't just pay for the market value of the asset, but you'd pay, let's say, 10 times earnings. No, that's if it's renting for $1,000 a month, that's $12,000 a year times mm-hmm. 10, that's $120,000 plus the cost of the house. That's $220,000 for a $100,000 piece of real estate to treat it like a business. Yet we have the capability for a person to buy it with 20 cents on the dollar for the market value. We bring a partner in the form of the banking, really the banking world here, you know, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae type loans, conventional lending. As a partner who doesn't take ownership in the business, they just get say a 5-point-some-odd% of their 80% in 12 installments every year, and they leave your loan to run your business. So when you look at it from the right perspective, it's much more than just a place to park your money and pray that it grows.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks have a misconception sometimes about real estate investing. They think, well, they just want to buy and sell and buy and sell and buy and sell, because that's what's popular and that's what's hot right now. And that's also what's being shown on TV about this is the way that you make money in real estate. When you're really, upon the right due diligence and the right scrubbing of the deal, you're actually making your money when you buy and hold for the long term. And that's what boggles my mind, right? Like, and we'll get to market changes and some of the tips and tools as well. We're about to head into break in about 30 seconds. And when we do come back, actually, I'd like to start off talking about leverage. You know, how do we use it properly? You know, Aaron, that's, I'm sure, something that you run into all the time, whether it's with a homeowner or it's with an investor. Folks saying, well, hey, how do you use this properly? You mentioned 20% down to control an asset that's worth $100,000. I mean, you might be able to do that in playing the margin, call margin business in the stock market, but that's significantly risky if you don't know what you're doing, right?
Oh, way risky. we'll get into a lot of the details of risks associated with into a world that you don't understand.
That's right. We've got to go to break. What's the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you today?
Best thing to do is go to AaronBChapman.com.
AaronBChapman.com. Awesome. Have questions for me? Head on over to ThinkRealtyRadio.com. Fill out the form on the right side that says Ask a Question. Or simply, you can text the word ask to 96270, and we might just feature your question on Think Realty Radio. Today's show is brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now on Auction.com/ThinkRealty. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Kolhar after these messages.
Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling Connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18+. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar. We are back. My guest today is Aaron Chapman, and we're talking about investing. He's from Security National Mortgage Company. Aaron, give us a quick little 1-2. How did you get started in the industry? What are some of your defining characteristics? What are your processes, and how do they differ from other lenders in the space?
All right, so the getting started part is a little bit of a story. So I was working in the mines in northern New Mexico. They shut down the project, and I had to come back to Arizona. I had a wife and an infant son and find a job. It was not easy to do. I was working with my dad in the mines. We were 700 feet underground, drilling and loading up with explosives, blasting the ground. It was awesome. One of the greatest jobs I had. But we know that that is a dying breed. And so I got moved out of that. My dad stayed there for a bit. And I came back here and could not find work to save my life. Now, I have a history of running heavy equipment, you know, worked in the oil fields. I grew on a cattle ranch, all these things. And I couldn't get anybody to even give me a $10 an hour job to drive a landscape truck. And I remember sitting outside that office, literally in tears in my vehicle, because they turned me down for such a low paying job. And because I was too overqualified, I did have a very good resume. And so I remember I had to go home and pick up diapers for my infant son. My wife had given me a coupon to pick him up for free because we didn't have any money. We were broke at that point. And I was running on fumes in my vehicle praying that I was going to get that job. So when I stopped to get gas outside the grocery store, I swiped my card and it didn't work.
Oh, boy.
So I had to walk around the parking lot and pick up enough change just to get enough fuel to get home. And then I went into the store, used that coupon, and I stumbled into a guy that used to do all the scheduling work at one of the equipment companies I used to dig swimming pools for. And he asked me how things were and explained the situation. Well, subsequently, he took me and my wife to dinner within a couple of days from that, told me about the mortgage industry, had given me the card for a broker that he knew, and he said he would hire me. I mean, I knew nothing about this. I had to shave, you know, a foot off my hair, of course, shave my face, buy some nice clothes, because I was a minor, for crap's sake.
Right?
So I go in there, and they start me off as a telemarketer in 1997. And it has been literally hell getting to a point of a business that's operating on its own. So I've been just, you know, get knocked down, get right back up, get knocked down, get right back up. And I have found that life is really what is left is the last form of natural selection is the people in business who take a beating and get back up versus the people who don't. And those who eventually get back up notice that the life has passed them by because they laid there too long. So I've learned you hit the ground, you bounce, and you get back up and you start running again, and you find yourself actually well ahead of where you were before. Because when you take that big foot to the butt, actually propels you. And you're able to continue to expand because of your troubles.
That's right. So let's actually bring that home for new real estate investors, right? Because we'll get started. They'll get started. They're listening right now. They might be in a single family flip deal or a rental deal. And let's say it's not working the way that you want it to work, right? Your contractor is running off. He doesn't trust you or she doesn't trust you. And there's a little bit of that animosity that you should have scrubbed the deal a little bit more. These are all things that would pretty much scar somebody from jumping back into the real estate game. What's your suggestion for these folks?
Well, rather than a suggestion, I use a saying in this situation. Have you ever heard the term good judgment comes from experience and experience comes from bad judgment?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Pretty dang telling, right? So a person will look at this as a bad move, a big mistake. They shouldn't have done it, but they gained an extreme amount of knowledge as a result of what they just did. You know, so because of that, it helps them to then figure out, wait a minute, I need to take a different approach to this. And many folks, I say, rather than go at this with your experience, because it's very limited. Now, experience teaches very thoroughly over a lifetime, and it's also most of the times very expensive. That's not something you want to deal with real estate. Real estate, if you make the wrong decision, it can cripple you. I know, because I've gone broke as a result more than once in my life. So I explain many others, your best move is to get the best team you can get your hands on. And that's where I come to them, is trying to, really apply for the CFO job, if you will, figuratively, to their business. They're now the CEO of their real estate investment firm. I'm coming to them from the perspective of, I got the financial piece down. In with respect to getting financing and building your business, let me help you. Now, the average person within my industry, I'm what they call a licensed loan originator. When you looked up the statistics, statistically speaking, the median closing that defines a person's annual experience is 36 to 48 per year. The average person closes 3 to 4 per month. Now, to add color to that, in contrast, last year I closed 676, and it was for all real estate investors. There is a few owner-occupied sprinkled in there, but very few. We're on track for 700 to go through off of my desk this year. So what does that tell a person? When I'm applying for that figurative job, if you will, to work with them and be one of their trusted advisors, I come from a perspective of experience, not theory. I do not like using theory, because theory is unproven. I'm able to take a situation that comes up, a decision they need to make, and say, you know, in the last 10,000 transactions I've done, I've seen that pop up here, 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 and here. Here's where I've seen that investor make the decision and execute on that, and this is the outcome I had seen. So I will give them practical information to make a decision with, instead of theorize on something that may or may not work.
So I really want to pay attention to what you just said, right? Instead of theorizing on what may or may not work, jump in and grab that experience. Even if you fail a little bit, even if you end up taking a half step backward, what nobody can take away from you is the experience that you would have gained, whether you succeeded or failed. That's not the point, right? Everybody will lose money at some point in time. It's how we react to the loss of money at that time that determines the course of our financial future, and that determines where we're going to be. Are we going to be better for it, or will we be worse for it? In the terms of leverage, Aaron, help me understand how one can use leverage properly, because there's a good way to use leverage and there's a bad way to use leverage, as I'm sure you know. So it's kind of crazy.
There's two types of leverage within these transactions. There's one, there's a traditional leverage of financing a larger portion of the property. You know, so if you have $100,000 to invest, instead of buying one property with $100,000, buy five with $20,000 down a piece, and then leverage the other 80%. And then, of course, with that leverage, you have the capability of expanding your holdings. You've got you are limiting your risk to, if one goes unrented, you can adjust the cash flows on the other four. You know, there's so many different ways to go about that. And that leverage is very, very commonly used, and we've been using that with our investors for a very long time now. You know, the one thing that I want to point out with folks when they're talking about, well, that's debt, that's 80% of the property is debt. Well, I don't even like to use the good debt, bad debt. I like to just look at this as, you know, the business partnership of you only putting up 20%, but owning 100% of the business. So when we look at this, even if you're looking at a property that has a smaller cash flow, say $200 or $250 in cash flow every month, that's still very, very significant, because even if you had to go to a point where an individual could only rent it for exactly what it took to maintain the loan, maintain the taxes, the insurance, and all the property nuances, you know, whether there was things that need to be fixed on the property, just 100% maintained, just because somebody's paying down the note, let's just take $80,000 for instance, you had $100,000 purchase, $80,000 note, 20% down, that 30-year fixed, if they paid off that in 30 years for you, that $80,000, you divide the 80 by 30, because that's how many years, right? That amount comes to $2,666.66. Yeah. You take that number every year, calculate that into the 20% that you invested, your $20,000 is now growing by 13.33% every year over the average term of 30 years.
So I want to talk more about these numbers. We got to go to break, though. Think Realty Nation, head on over to AaronBChapman.com. Use him as a resource. A, he knows what he's talking about, and B, when it comes to leverage, you need a little bit of guidance, especially if you're just starting out in this space and investing. You don't want to get into bed with the wrong lenders, and you definitely want to understand what leverage really means along with your risk tolerance. So, today's show is brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now at Auction.com/ThinkRealty. Go to ThinkRealtyRadio.com, get in touch, and don't go anywhere. Tips and tools of the trade with Aaron and I when we come back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
All right, Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. My guest today is Aaron Chapman with Security National Mortgage. You want to get in touch with him, go to www.aaronbchapman.com. You have questions for me, you can easily text me as well. You can text the word ASK to 96270. We have upgraded our technology, and I'm super excited to be using text messaging. So make sure that you send a text message to 96270, and what you're going to text me is the word ASK, A-S-K. All right, so before the break, Aaron, we were talking about a specific example that you had regarding leverage and what potential return you can get from that. Go through that example for me one more time.
Okay, so we were talking about a $100,000 acquisition,
yep,
putting 20% down, financing $80,000. Just having a person in that property renting it, even if a single dollar of cash flow never hit your pocket, the fact that they're paying down the note is growing that $20,000 by 13.33% per year of the original $20,000 for the full 30 years until your 20 becomes 100. So it's just that alone is a huge payoff. That's not even getting into rent raises, appreciation, tax benefits, or hedge against inflation. There's so many other pieces associated with it that even a cash flow doesn't have to even kick in before you're making a thousands of percents return. And we'd like to go over those individually with each person. The other piece of leverage that we didn't talk about is the experience of the individual you're working with. Now, I've hit on our experience a few times, and if the the person that you're dealing with needs to have some sort of basis to work with you on what you're trying to accomplish. And what I have learned is the longer I do what I do and the more people I connect with and the more experience I have, the more I learn about how that shapes us individually. And I have learned that every thought makes its mark on our brains. This in turn makes and creates our tendencies, which make up our character and our abilities. When we form a purpose for ourselves and couple that with our character and our ability, we're able to determine the success we're going to meet in life. And of course, it isn't easy. It takes work. And it takes picking yourself up from failure every day and say, tomorrow I'll do better. Because only those with inferior ability can always be at their best. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've also noticed is that we leave this world with two things. We leave it with experiences and relationships. So pick people who have good experience to help you get good experience and make great relationships with great people. You don't need to waste your time with those who are not going to go anywhere with you.
So relationships are really key, and I wish we had an entire new show just to talk about that one topic. And maybe we'll touch on it because I've got to get to some of these tips and tools and tricks of the trade that you have in store. So if we have some time, we'll come back and talk about the types of relationships that you need, essentially the type of team that you need to build. But what are some of the biggest mistakes that you're seeing right now real estate investors are making in the market today?
The biggest mistake right now is allowing themselves to get scared of what's going on in the market. You know, interest rates are rising. Cash flows are shrinking, and inventory is shrinking. That is the time a person needs to double down, in my opinion, because I have actually shown through a client of mine who was purchasing a piece of real estate, actually two properties, new build homes in Tennessee on the same street, same price, same floor plan, same everything, but they closed 6 months apart because of build times. They actually closed one closed 1% higher than the other one because of what was moving in the market. What we call quantitative tightening is in full effect. So because of that, he almost did not buy the second property. But I had him talk to his CPA about the taxes he would pay on the higher cash flow, as well as the tax deduction with the higher interest. He talked to the CPA, come back with the numbers to me. When he was done, it was no longer a difference of $50 a month in cash flow per property. It only came down to $3.55 after his taxes were filed. So one thing you got to think about is when you're moving forward, there's more. What all other nuances do you need to be equating into this process before you come to a conclusion whether or not it's a good deal or not? And that's where the associations come in, the relationships, talking to the right people who can help you look at it from more than just a cash flow perspective. Because in reality, the cash-on-cash return model it's used, great metric, improperly applied and poorly executed.
That's right. So Do you have any software, any tools to help you with the cash flow metric to better understand that, hey, this deal actually does make sense when executed properly and the numbers can speak for themselves? Is there any analysis software that you use? What tools are you using to help you win the game of investing right now?
Right now, I was using experience. I don't have an actual tool or software. What we do is we get into the deal itself. We look at the pro forma that they're provided, and we start running a bunch of numbers together, myself and the real estate investor. I've got a staff of 11 who are getting all the nuts and bolts done, so I can work on these types of conversations to help a person determine where it is. We haven't been able to come up with a quantitative way to look at these things from that perspective, but I do have a couple articles out there with practical history on there to be able to pull from and understand the theory behind, the application behind it all. There is no theory.
So we talked about, I think, in the first segment, kind of working on your business and working in your business, right? And some of the best investors will work both on and in their business. How do you recommend they do that as, say, a rental owner, as a flipper?
The flipper thing is kind of that's a whole different analysis. You know, so that's a whole different group of individuals that we'd be that I don't work with as much as the flippers. The flippers need to understand their market very, very well, because you're going into something, especially when you're at the top of the market in many places, and if you're uneducated in what's going on out in that specific area where you're looking at it, no two areas are alike. You can be coming from a coastal area looking at an inner country area, like in the South or the Midwest, and it looks like a smoking deal because of what your perspective is on what a house is worth, and you end up getting yourself burnt. So understand your markets better than anything, I think, is the most important thing for a person to do in the flip world. In the buy and hold world, you've got to know what people are going to rent. You got to know what that market it requires. What is the jobs in that area? How sustainable is those rents? And then also, as you get looking at those rents, do you have the capability to keep raising them? Are you, if the market crashes, is it the type of area and the type of job, in, at least jobs within that immediate area, that will sustain the rentals? And if you have to drop the rent a little bit here and there to keep someone in there, but still be able to maintain the property. You want the properties to be able to take care of themselves. You want the business to take care of itself. You should never have to go to your pocket to maintain this business if you build it properly and get the right people working with you.
So how do you find these right people to work with you? Because there's so many folks. I suppose we'll bring it right back home to relationships, and then we'll have to go to break. But how do you find these right people between the contractors, the agents, the financiers? Where do you go?
Well, that would be spending some time. I hate to say it, but you got to go online and see who's in what space. Then spend some time talking to them. See if you can talk to people who have worked with them. Get a good feel for what their end result has been. Right. So if you start looking at a specific area and seeing there's a certain person selling or a group selling a lot of properties in one specific area, find out where they're tied to. Do they have a property management division? How many rentals are they overseeing? Talk to the people who are managing those properties. Get an understanding of end result. You know, if the end results will always speak for themselves. But if you start seeing a lot of complaints out there, they'll tell you one thing that you don't even need to spend any time talking to that individual. And then get some referrals from other people who are doing it. Talk to those who are heavy in real estate. You've got local RIA groups. You've got groups that meet nationally. You know, there are what they call these masterminds now. They're all over the place. Start getting involved in some of those. Talking to people who are doing it now and are having success and have had failure are worth the interview and the extra money you would expend in taking time away from your daily routine to go off to these places and paying dues to be part of them.
Very, very well said. And thinkrealty.com is one of those resources as well. We have so many folks, so many places where you can ask questions, get them answered. And Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break. Aaron, thank you so much for jumping on the air with me today. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother.
You got it. Check him out. Go to AaronBChapman.com. Have questions for me? ThinkRealtyRadio.com is where I live. Go ahead and submit your question on the right side there when you check out the website. You can also text the word ASK 96270. All right, next up, the Power Play with Greg Rand. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
You You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar. My good friend Greg Rand is on the air. You guessed it, for your favorite segment of Think Realty Radio called the Power Play. Let's get right into it. Amazon. Amazon has a crazy impact wherever they tend to go. And we've been isolating and thinking about where and predicting, speculating where Amazon is going to land. And Greg, I think we have a question that came in from James Jackson, and he participated at the Think Realty Leadership Circle a little while ago.
And, remember James?
Yep, and we were talking about Amazon. So what's the question, and let's give it a whirl.
Yeah, so the question was that he had read that Amazon chose Charlotte as their new home for their corporate, their new corporate headquarters. And it's not true. They didn't choose Charlotte for their new corporate headquarters. It's a very interesting subject. We've talked about it before, this idea that Amazon has got, they're like playing the Bachelorette, right? They got every major city in America kissing up to them to get them to set That's up right. their new corporate headquarters. They're going to keep the one they have, but they're going to add a second one. And they're such a beast of a company that, you know, it's funny. It's one of these things where 10 years ago, they were a beast. 5 years ago, they were a beast. They're going for everything. And they haven't made a selection yet, but I find it really interesting to look at where they're thinking about going, because every place they've chosen to think about going has actually got an interesting story, and we'll cover them one by one in this segment over time. But because James highlighted Charlotte, here's what happened in Charlotte. They announced the final commitment to doing a large distribution center in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's not a corporate office distribution center, so it's not the same thing as the monster that they're going to bring into one of these cities. And I don't think Charlotte's even in the running. In fact, I know they're not for the corporate headquarters. But the distribution center is something that's been in the works for a few years. The final straw, the final nail in the coffin, it is happening now. They've chosen the site. It's going to be 2,500 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how we played it. Okay, so the first thing, that when you see an announcement like that, we talk a lot here about this idea of lift, right? What kind of lift does a market have? When you have the opportunity to invest in a place, can you forecast housing demand in the future? I.e., can you forecast places that people are, where people are going to, where people are staying, where jobs are going? Like, what indicators can you read in the macro trends?
Mm-hmm.
And I find this, by the way, to be the most fun, the most fascinating part of my job as a strategist. I work, for folks who don't know what we do, our main business is representing large investment funds, professional investment funds, helping them to choose markets and then actually deploy their capital and acquire and build very, very large portfolios of rental homes. And so we actually do know what we're doing. And I do get paid to help people identify winners, and lift is one of the major things. But here's the deal. So Charlotte, before any announcement by Amazon, Charlotte is a major city in the Southeast. The Southeast overall has lift. Okay, there's a lot of population leaving the upper Midwest and the Northeast, the places that are colder and more expensive, that are making their way down like a glacier makes its way down. Gradually, slowly, but unstoppingly, unceasingly,
mm-hmm.
people making their way down for things that are real. I live in Charlotte, okay? So I went from Westchester County, where my taxes went from $9,000 a year to $19,000 a year in 5 years.
Jeez.
I moved down here, got a bigger house, bigger lands, taxes that are less than what mine were in New York 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Quality of life is great. Climate is great. It's also a real city, right? Real airport, real industry, and so forth. So this Charlotte thing, where people are literally moving down from points north to come down for things that are good because their friends and family are saying, it's pretty good down here. Come on and check it out. And by the way, you can actually get a direct flight and you can have a real job and it's a real city. So the lift, the glacial migration, check number one, it's got lift by being a Southeast city. The second thing about Charlotte is that it is the second biggest financial center on the East Coast. So specific, New York obviously is the number one financial center, but because Bank of America is anchored here and Wells Fargo anchored here, major banking entities are here and they mm-hmm. have all of these satellites. They're like a sun that has a whole solar system of planets and moons and satellites that surround companies that big. I mean, Bank of America is a big company. Everyone knows it. How about like 1 in 4 humans in the country have an account with the Bank of America,
That's
either
right.
a mortgage or a credit card or a checking account.
Yeah.
They're a beast. But because of all the infrastructure that you need to have, okay, think technology, IT, data systems, broadband, because of all security, data security, because of all the things that they needed to install in Charlotte to have Bank of America stay here, a lot of Wall Street firms are saying, hey, we have 1,000 employees in New York. It's way expensive. Let's just do a little fun math. What would happen if 30% of our workforce was in the South instead of being in New York? Ching, our profits just went up. Our stock price just went up. Let's move 30% of the workforce. That's happened, okay? Companies have moved some of their people down. Then they have meetings, and everyone down here at the meeting is like, hey, man, it's awesome down here. Why don't you take the transfer from New Jersey down to Charlotte? It's pretty cool. Companies are saying instead of 30% of the workforce, let's bring 50% of the workforce. I believe where it's going is it's going to keep going like that to where in the end, there's going to be 50 people in New York. They're going to keep an address in New York. They're going to have the whole workforce down here. That is an industry anchor. All right. So the migration that's happening is because of quality of life, cost of living. But there's a very specific channel of migration happening of businesses going from point A to point B because they can't really go to other places in the Southeast because they're not as good for finance as Charlotte is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so check the box. You've got Lyft times two. All right, you with me?
So the Lyft, for me, as someone that's listening to this, is super, super important of where I need to invest, right? Like right now, for an example of Atlanta, and I'm definitely with you, Greg, but I want to make this point too. For example, Atlanta's it's really, really hot. I need to be looking at, say, Birmingham, a Chattanooga, if I really want to capitalize for the next 10 years. But keep going on this Lyft thing.
Well, I happen to live in Charlotte. So for me, the double Lyft, I'm already very aware of, right? Like we complain about the traffic, okay? I smile. You know me, right? It's like, ooh, yeah, I'm sitting in traffic. This is awesome, right? All right. These people live in houses, right? The triple Lyft, and this is where the Amazon things comes full circle. The triple Lyft is that when Amazon comes in and they put 2,500 jobs, that is 2,500 good jobs. It also means Amazon has anointed Charlotte. It also means that Charlotte, like I checked into this, and this is an example of the kind of research you can do when you're thinking creatively. I started looking on job posting boards, starting from Google, asking about what kind of jobs Amazon is hiring for right now. And I found a really interesting job, and the title escapes me, but it was something like Amazon Prime same day technician or something like that. Not technician, but what it described in the job ad, and they had a lot of these things posted, where these are the people, Abby, they're going to be wearing the roller skates, that when I order a new charger for my iPhone, they're going to be flying down the aisle to grab the charger, to bring it out to the short-term drivers, the nearby drivers who are going to bring that thing to my house, because they want it to be easier for me to go on Amazon, order the charger, and get it in 2 hours than mm-hmm. it would be to stop by, you know, Best Buy or Staples on the way home. And so I kind of feel like, and this is a real secondary thing, but it's an amenity, mm-hmm. right? They're not going to build these things in every town. So certain towns are going to have like 90% of what you find on Amazon. Like you can say, Alexa, I need a new charger for my iPhone. And like ding dong, like 2 hours pass and ding dong, they show up at the door. I feel like it's one of the things that causes, is anybody going to move to Charlotte because they can get same day service on Amazon? No.
Right.
But when you start piling it all on, that whole thing of Lyft times one, times two, times three, piling on the positives, piling on the positives. What that means is that I could pretty much buy any house. When somebody says, well, what kind of house? Go buy a good one in a good school district
yeah.
and pay market price for it and sit on it for 20 years. I'm not into getting a steal. I'm into the land grab. When I know that this is going to be more valuable for sure, and I say for sure to myself, I can't guarantee anybody anything, but my money goes where I feel like it's a sure thing. Triple Lyft, quadruple Lyft is what that gives me. And Amazon provides just piled
that.
On.
Yeah, just yeah. provides that. And I feel like it's piling on, it's adding fuel to the fire in the best way possible, right? Like you want there to be significant Lyft. You want there to be significant reasons why you should invest in a city. Amazon is one of those reasons. All right, Greg.
It's super common sense. You know, people are going to live there. And so I buy a house, they have to live in my house. It's not complicated.
Right. Super simple. Do the math. Buy long term. Follow Amazon. That's ultimately, I think, the name of the game. Greg, we got to end the show. Thanks so much, man. Always a pleasure.
Same here. Thank you.
Think Realty Nation, head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Make sure you pick up a copy of our print magazine everywhere at Barnes & Noble. And ask us questions. Text the word ASK, A-S-K, to 96270. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.